of this thing, because, but you can ask me if you're saying to me, hey, you know, Richard, would you do this? And if I can do it, or you explain to me how I can do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that I don't want to be involved. I'm just saying my ability, no, technically, is limited. You got it? Okay. Yes. So, but I don't want to leave you alone, you know, in the lurch and saying, hey, they're dumping all this on me. That's not right, which I do agree. It's not right. So anyhow, all of that aside, so we've got some good ideas, and both of us, you've probably already mulled it over and thought about it. And I need to think about it a little bit, how, you know, what we want to do. And then we'll do it.
Right. So right now, the only person I believe, I'm not for sure, that has access to our Facebook would be Tiffany. She's the only person with the passwords and all of that. So she would either need to share them with me, or we're going to have to create a whole new one.
I don't know if we have to create a whole new one, because I don't know if we want to do all that. But what we can do is we can ask David, you know, the guy, the whatever we call him, yeah, and see if he can get it out of her, because there's a bunch of stuff that we need from Tiffany.
Right.
We need a key to get in the building. We all should have a key. Yeah, right. The laptop that belongs to the district. We need the password for the laptop. We need access to her office. So there's a lot of stuff that she's going to have to relinquish. And, you know, I don't know her. We'll see how her attitude is about it, you know.
Right.
So once we get those things in place, which I think we're going to have a meeting sometime this month, aren't we? Special meet, another one or something?
Yeah, I believe it's next week, or I think it's like on the 19th, I believe.
Okay. All right. So once we do that, then we're going to need to try to clarify with David, because he's kind of the on. That's okay, Karen. You can turn that
on. Tell Lamaya that we need signatures at Bank of Sierra again.
Oh, yeah. As an aside, we're going to need we're going to need signatures at the bank again, because all those other signatures, because the two people that left, makes that whatever not good.
It makes
good.
It no board, right.
There you go. So we, Karen and I, had to go back and sign again. And so now you get to do it too. And then when we get, but now whoever we add on, we won't have to. No, we won't. Not until, not until later. I don't, whatever. Maybe not at all.
So we might just have to add them.
Yeah, that's all the bank will have to do. We'll just say, we'll send them a something or other and say, you know, we're going to add these two people. And then I think her name is Karen Mitchell, who's handling the account for East Kern Health. Yes. And yeah, she'll do it. She's pretty cooperative. Anyhow, what else? Anything else we need to discuss, or is this going to be a short meeting?
This is going to be a short meeting. The ideas and stuff I have, I can send to you via email or via text.
Sure. Whatever easiest for you. Whatever is easiest for you.
Because to my understanding, we can't use the chat here. So I will have to send it to you, not on here.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just like a basic algorithm outline. To show you how to improve your social media presence.
Good. Okay, and that sounds 2021, good.
2021, that is, it's proven to be the most effective over the last 5 years.
Okay,
any
good.
Any company
good.
Or business with a decent social media presence improves tremendously.
Right. So we need to update the website and make it more active.
Accessible, yeah.
Yeah, accessible and active, which means we should be posting at least once a week, probably, that this is what our goal is. We're working on this over here. you know, even if it's just how's the weather out there, you know, just something to know for people, because it hasn't been happening in the past. So that's got to be, we got to change that and become more proactive with the community. Because otherwise, what's the purpose of having East Kern Health, right?
Right. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. And we got to get our local people involved, and we have to service them. We are here for the folks that live in town.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why I was very pleased with what was accomplished over the weekend at Central Park with the vaccine and all that stuff, because we had a lot of people go in there, a lot of people. Yeah, I think it was more than, I you know, I don't want to talk out of turn, but I'm saying, I think well over 100 people went for vaccines. Wow. And that's a big, that's a big deal, I think, you know, especially for our community, which is relatively small. But, you know, anyhow, so I think that's what we have to do in the future, and be more creative in getting the community together as a community of one, you know. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. So how are you doing? How is your kids?
I'm good. The kids are, one is right left there. Only one is today, surprisingly. But everybody's
And you're not driving today.
Right. I'm at home. That's why I was like, I could definitely Zoom today because I would be home.
Yeah, no, that's great. I appreciate your energy. I wish I had some of it. Anyhow, I think that's it for today. Any kind of thing, we'll talk a little later, and Karen will post, or whatever, somebody will post when our next meeting will be, and we'll go from there. And in the future, on this, do you want to do like a Zoom meeting?
I'm actually comfortable with talking to you over the phone.
Okay, that's cool. I'm good too. Yeah, it works fine for me. All righty. Okay, see you.
Okay, see you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.